Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. We're going to hear now about Maureen Mullen, who grew up in Lynn and ended up becoming a national sports writer. Doug Tribou, my co-host this week, first met Maureen about a decade ago and then ran into her at spring training this year. She's had an interesting career following major league sports teams around the country, but now she's returning to her roots on the North Shore. So here's Doug's profile of Maureen Mullen.
For most of the 1980s, my family lived in Fairlawn, New Jersey, a small suburban town. When I was about 10 years old, I got a paper route delivering the Bergen Record. It was my first job, and for a 10-year-old, it was good money. My route paid for a new bike and my first computer, then state-of-the-art Apple IIc. To this day, I can still remember the details of the route, the houses, the staircases I had to climb, the people who took a few weeks to pay their bills. Maureen Mullen remembers all the names of her paper route customers.
Shiretta Pagano, Salzman Sacco, Rathbun, Kodatek Walsh, Sims Hovey, Rogerio Mazzola, Johansson.
Maureen delivered her hometown paper, the Daily Item of Lynn. We came back to her old neighborhood in Lynn to walk her route.
Yeah, my parents bought the house, I guess, in 1965, and it was supposed to be their starter house, but it was such a great neighborhood, and, you know, they ended up staying there. It was, you know, it was so much fun. If you ever wanted a game or anything, all you had to do was just walk out your front door, and there were just tons of kids to play with. But it's a little bittersweet being back here. This is the first time I've really been back since my father sold the house just almost a year ago. It still feels like home.
Maureen's one of four children, and the paper route was passed down from one kid to the next.
So today's a beautiful sunny day. It'd be a good day for delivering papers, but I also remember all the snowy days.
Oh, and yeah. I still think my interest in news goes back to that. You know, when I was delivering the papers, and I would just pull a paper out of my bag and read it going from house to house.
Maureen loved sports growing up. She ran cross country and track, played baseball, fought to get a girls' soccer team at Lynn English High School. But she was just as passionate about getting a byline in the Daily Item. Every year, the paper selected some students to write a weekly column.
So I actually applied to do that as a junior. And the guidance counselor said, no, you know, it's only for seniors. So I said, all right, well, I'm applying now for my senior year.
Maureen interned at the Daily Item during college in the 1980s, but her professional life didn't begin at a newspaper. She worked on educational videos. She moved to Florida, then Missouri. And when she landed a job she hated, she decided,
life is too short to not be enjoying your work.
So back in Massachusetts, Maureen started calling sports editors, and they started giving her assignments as a reporter. Before long, Maureen became a regular in the press box at Fenway Park, writing about baseball for the Boston Globe, Boston Herald, USA Today, MLB.com. She built relationships, and her reputation grew. In 2007, during spring training in Fort Myers, Florida, Red Sox designated hitter David Ortiz called Maureen over to his locker. He wanted to tell her a story about a man he'd met at Fenway the previous summer.
Somehow he got connected to a soldier from New Hampshire who was going off to Iraq. The soldier, who was very young, early 20s, said to him, okay, hit a home run for me today. And David says, well, I don't know if I can do that, but I'll try. And not only was it a home run, it was a walk-off home run. You know, he heard from the kid later. The kid was thrilled, couldn't have been happier.
Ortiz hadn't heard anything more until that morning at spring training.
David got a call telling him that the soldier had just been killed in Iraq. So I'm starting to get choked up telling you about it now. So as he's telling me the story, he's crying. He pulls a T-shirt out of his locker and he's wiping his eyes with it. I've got a huge lump in my throat. I'm trying to be professional and not cry, and I've got tears in my eyes. And, you know, he knew that I would handle it the right way and I wasn't going to sensationalize the story.
Maureen also forged a connection to another New England icon, Red Sox legend Johnny Pesky, the namesake of Pesky's pole in right field at Fenway. Like Maureen, Pesky's wife grew up in Lynn, and he lived there for a while too. In 2007, Maureen and Pesky decided to write a book, collecting his thoughts over the course of a season. It had just been a couple of years since the Sox won the World Series in 2004.
We started doing it before the season, and, you know, I thought, well, it'll be great doing a book with Johnny anyways, But, you know, I remember saying to my father, but, you know, if the Red Sox could manage to win another World Series, that would make it really good. And I thought, but what are the odds of that? It took them 86 years to win the last one. But they were nice enough to cooperate.
Pesky died in 2012, and Mullen says she thought of him as a surrogate grandfather. But Major League stories and covering a couple of World Series didn't keep her from taking smaller assignments over the past 15 years, including a few for the Lynn Daily Item.
I covered Little League opening days, too. You know, I always put that on my resume, from Little League opening days to, you know, World Series games. Oh, yeah, no, I've never thought of myself as, you know, too big for those things.
Last year, after 137 years of ownership by the same family, the Daily Item went up for sale. Ted Grant, a former editor, organized a group of local investors who bought the paper in September. Grant knew Maureen and had been following her career.
Anytime I saw a Maureen Mullen byline, I always read the story. Even if I wasn't particularly interested in the subject, I was interested in this kid from Lynn.
And within a couple of months, Grant offered her a job, sports editor. For Maureen, the timing felt just right.
It had kind of been in the back of my mind about, you know, maybe it's time to do something different. So when this opportunity came up, I just sort of looked at it like, okay, that's karma telling me something there.
The problem of turning around a newspaper is a common one these days, but the Item has other challenges. Lynn has struggled with crime and a tough economy for decades. About 91,000 people live there, and according to the U.S. Census Bureau data from 2013, more than one in five residents live below the poverty line.
Lynn has always had this, Lynn, City of Sin thing.
Everyone around here knows the rhyme, Lynn, Lynn, City of Sin, you never come out the way you came in.
It's an urban community, so of course it has its issues, like any other urban community does. But none of us are in it to make a killing. We're not silly enough to think that all of a sudden this is going to be worth a gazillion dollars. It's not. But what it can do is help a community.
20 years ago in downtown Lynn, there were so many vacant storefronts that the city had murals painted on plywood. Murals of stores, old-time vegetable stands and hardware stores. They hung them in the windows to protect the plate glass and to dress up the downtown as best they could. I know because I used to be an intern at a radio station right here on Exchange Street, right across from the Lynn Item building. It's a massive five-story structure, and when Maureen Mullen was a kid delivering the paper, it would have been a bustling spot. It housed the printing press and the huge staff that worked on the newspaper. Even later, in the mid-90s, the circulation was still about 30,000. Today, it's down to about 10,000. The Item recently moved into a much smaller space a few blocks away. The staff is down to about 40 full-time people. Maureen Mullen understands the challenges, but she also knows that her section of the paper can do something rare in the modern media age: connect with kids.
I played sports in high school, and I just remember how big a deal it was for me if I saw my name or my picture in the paper. And I try to keep that in mind, too, because with some of these kids, this might be it. You know, a lot of them aren't going out to go on and play college or play professionally. So I try to keep that in mind and remember how important it is and how special it is for them.
Maureen Mullen still reports on the big leagues from time to time, but sometimes the best stories are closer to home.
Doug Tribou reporting there on Maureen Mullen, sports editor of the Lynn Item. And Doug, great story on someone with really deep New England roots.
Well, and it's interesting, Anthony, she's the first female sports editor in the Item's 138-year history, but publisher Ted Grant told me that was a total afterthought. He just wanted her on the job.
All right, great story. Stay with us. Coming up, two-thirds of the hip-hop group Czarface join us. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Doug Tribou. This is Radio Boston.